Play ball! American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 Points Bank getting set to take on Kearney Runza here tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And coach, the day is finally here. The time that we have waited several months for, we're back in the Duncan Field tonight.
Yeah, it's here. We went through, walked through a little bit last night, took some ground balls, trying to get that, you know, the stars out of our guys' eyes. So they've been in it, and hopefully we come out and play like any other game.
That's what I was going to ask. How are you going to keep the emotions under check? There's going to be a lot of people here tonight, probably some people who haven't seen Legion baseball for a while in a brand-new facility. Everybody's going to be all geeked up for this one.
Yeah, they are. Hopefully we keep our breathing, and you know, we're going to go with Zach Merrill on the mound, and he usually has a pretty good calming effect on our guys as far as going up there and working fast, and nothing has gotten to him from what we've seen this year. So
Duncan Field obviously plays a little bit differently than Smith. Did you tell the guys how this field plays? Do we play this thing any differently tonight?
Right. I don't think so. All of our guys have played here before. The surface is a little bit different with it being, the grass is in pretty good shape right now, or this year, or this time during most years, it's had three Legion teams playing on it, and it's starting to get a little bit dry, but grass looks good. We've all played here before, so we'll just come out and play like we always do.
See, the dimensions are a little bit different than Smith, too. This could be a bigger ballpark than what we have played all season long.
Sure, it is. And, you know, we like to think that our outfield is as good as, you know, as we've seen with anybody. We've got what we feel like three center fielders out in the outfield at all times. And I think in a park like this, that really carries forward for us to cover a lot of ground. Like you said, there's an awful lot of outfield out there.
You guys sitting at 14-9 in the season, went 2-1 over the weekend in the Omaha Gross Tournament. Probably should have went 3-0 on that one.
Yeah, we should have. We can't go and say anything about umpires, but we felt we had a couple calls that didn't go our way. But at the same time, we didn't start playing that game till about the fifth inning. So, you know, we've talked to our guys about having that mental approach and being ready for a full 7 innings, or in that case, that day was 14 innings, and we weren't ready for it, and we lost a game because of it.
Couple of good pitching performances over the weekend. Jared Foote went out and gave up one hit, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He went all the way in the ball game against Millard North in a 5-1 victory.
Yeah, Jared threw great, and that's exactly what we expected from him. He's only pitching for us this year, so when he goes out, we expect him to do his work on the side and come in and throw well for us. And that's a little bit of a glimpse of what we'd seen last year. When he's really on, he's really good.
And Brady Staten got the call against the Omaha Gross. He won that ball game 5-0. He gave up one hit, had 3 walks, struck out one as he worked 5 1/3.
Yeah, Brady, again, he threw well. He's been playing shortstop for us since Sam Reimer's gone down. But Brady came out, and, you know, we've just kind of seen him a lot like Mason. They didn't get the spring where the rest of the guys got to get that arm in shape, and Brady's coming along really nice right now.
23 games into the season right now, you do have some bumps and bruises. Anything just nagging that the guys can't get on the field?
You know, Ben Clausen threw 3 innings against Scott the other day, and he's still pretty sore after just throwing that 3 innings. So we either got to decide if he's going to just play the outfield and hit for us, or if he's going to be a pitcher and then just take the rest of the time off in between starts. But we'll get to that. Sam Reimer's still a little bit dinged up, and Brady Staten's going to play shortstop. He's filled in great for us, so we're going to go with him again tonight.
Really need some of those guys in the batting lineup, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Sam, you know, he's hitting about .280 for us, which we hadn't expected from him. Ben Clausen was a guy that really hit the ball last year well for us, and due to track and some injury here with his arm, you know, he's behind on his at-bats. So we're starting to work him in. We got him a game the other day, but, you know, Braden Valentine's done a great job, and we're going to go with him and left tonight.
As Kearney Runza here tonight, we'll come back and talk about the opponents as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so explosively effervescent. It's like a...
Oh, it's like a cherry fire hydrant blasting a block party with bubbly deliciousness. Pepsi Wild Cherry.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively refreshing, it's like...
oh, a cherry stick of dynamite detonating your taste buds one by one.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively lip-smacking, it's like...
oh, yeah, well, it's kind of like a cherry fireworks display bursting with flavor and making people's mouths go... ooh! Ah!
Pepsi Wild Cherry, it's so explosively poplicious, it's like...
oh, a wild water park ride plunging you into pure, uncontrollable cherryosity.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so cherry.
So cherry. It's explosively cherry.
Back with Hastings head coach Russ Kendig. Hastings squaring off against Kearney Runza here tonight for the third time already this season. A couple of losses to this team, 5-3 and 6-2. What's it going to take to maybe turn the tables tonight?
You know, I probably sound like a broken record, but we're going to have Zach pitch well, make plays that we didn't make in Kearney last week on the defensive end. And when we get runners on, we got to find a way to get them in.
Yeah, last week we saw this team over at Memorial Field, and Kearney left 10 runners on base, and you just can't do that when you have the chances here against a team like Kearney.
Right. And those 10 runners, you know, I think only two of the seven innings did we have a leadoff runner on. So that gets away from our game a little bit, where we aren't going to bunt, probably sacrifice that kind of thing without that lead runner on. We don't want to have runners on second with two outs. But, you know, maybe we need to do a little bit more. Hopefully we get a few more leadoff runners on and can put some pressure on them.
Also had three errors as we kicked the ball around a little bit against Kearney last week. We're on such a fine line that when we play a team like this, you just can't. You got to do the little things to win games, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely do. And you know that turf over there is a little bit different. We don't see that. All three were ground balls. You know, probably the throw was what got us the most. But yeah, we got to make ground. We got to make plays, routine ones like those, definitely. And that's like you said, it's a fine line from. You know, a lot of these teams are about on the same level, and we just got to make those plays.
We've got to 14 wins in our pocket right now. It seems like this team is maybe starting to make the turn and starting to pick up some momentum here now for the last half of the season.
Yeah, I sure hope you're right. You know, we've gone into Omaha for two weekends now and gone 5-2. You know, we're happy with that. We're doing pretty well in the league. We got to win a game tonight to keep us at just two losses. That gives Kearney a third, and then if we can take care of Grand Island a couple times, you know, we're right in the thick of things, we feel like, in the West Division. So hopefully we keep playing good baseball and come out with a win tonight.
Zach Merrill, again, will be on the mound for Hastings tonight in this ball game. He's been the strikeout machine his last two outings. He has pitched extremely well.
Yeah, he has. You know, Kearney will be ready for him. I'm sure they've seen guys that have thrown as hard as he does. You know, a few more strikeouts in that lineup or in that Zach strikes a few guys out. He wouldn't have to make quite as many plays on defense. You know, we're not going to ask him to go do that. We'll play, make every play. But, you know, the strikeout, if he can keep his pitch count down, we'll take all of them we can get.
Is that the tough part about playing Kearney, just that they put the ball in play and force you to make plays defensively?
Sure, they're really good at the plate. You know, they've always got a great approach. Put the ball in play a lot. We thought we did a great job against them last week. Eckhout, we had him up there on pitches. But, you know, they do a great job at the plate, working counts and getting two strikes. Put the ball in play with two strikes.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Russ Kendig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. Sonic Lennox to the play-by-play description up next. Kearney and Hastings tonight here on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
Hastings 5 points. We'll go with Brock Dreher leading off. He'll be out in center field tonight. Mason Spilenick will be at third base. Alex Panganiban will bat third. He'll be at first base tonight. Brooks Asher in the cleanup spot. He'll be the catcher. Zach Merrill will be the pitcher. He'll bat fifth, followed by Ryan Kern, the second baseman. Braden Valentine, the left fielder. Jameson Cockrell, the right fielder. And Brady Staten, the shortstop. For Kearney Runza, they'll lead off with Brady Eckout. He was the winning pitcher last Tuesday in our ball game we had over at Memorial Field in Kearney. Hunter King, the center fielder, will bat second. Matt Moore, the left fielder, will bat third. Ty Roseberry, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Dakota Schreiner, the second baseman, will bat fifth. Followed by Peyton Pocock, who's going to be the pitcher tonight. Chris Langen, the third baseman. Phil Vornhagen, the right fielder. And Jameson Ortley, the catcher. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So the newly renovated Duncan Field here tonight, the $3 million project, a 10-month affair, and we're finally moving back in here at Duncan Field tonight. Going to have some good times throughout the ball game tonight. Going to have a special guest throughout the ball games here tonight. In fact, Terry Anstein, the president of Hastings 5 Points Bank, is going to be in here in this first inning of play as we get started here tonight, as Kearney Runza will be up to the plate first. Terry, first of all, congratulations. Hastings 5 Points Bank, you've kind of been a sponsor of this baseball team for several years now.
You know, it was a great opportunity for us. We strive on giving back to the community, and I'm a sports nut, and it's just been a great deal. And oh, good hit.
There's a shot down the third base line. Mason Spilling trying to grab that one and couldn't do it. So Kearney Runza gets started here. Braden Eckout, again, he was a starting pitcher last Tuesday night. He hits one right to Spilling, and he's going to be aboard here. We'll give him a single to lead off the ball game. So it's going to be Hunter King come up there next. He's the left-hander now for Kearney Runza. On the hill is going to be Zach Merrill. He has performed extremely well for Hastings his last two outings. He has been the strikeout machine for Hastings 5 Points Bank. There's a swing and a miss. You mentioned about the community involvement for Hastings 5 Points Bank. It's kind of important for you.
Well, it really is. We do well if the community does well, and having a great quality of life makes Hastings a desirable place to live, and we want to be a part of that. And also, Russ Kindig, who's coaching the 5 Points team, is an employee of mine, so we have a vested interest in the success of the program. But it's a great deal, a lot of great volunteers that help with Legion Baseball, and we're just really proud to be a part of it.
Hunter King lays down a bunt fielded there by Merrill. The pitcher, he goes to first base. That's going to be not in time, but the second baseman who was covering the bag, Ryan Kern, just drops the ball over there at first base. That's a routine play that probably should have been gone right there. So not a good start here for Hastings. A single down the third baseline, and then an error on Hastings. That's really cost Hastings 5 Points Bank a week ago in Kearney. They had three errors in that ball game and lost the contest by the score of 6-2. Now Kearney's got runners on at first and second base here in the top half of the first inning. Matt Moore is the guy who's going to come to the plate next.
Both those were catchable.
So an error on Hastings is going to be on Ryan Kern, who is covering the bag at first base. There's a bunt laid down the third baseline. Spilenick charges and watches the ball just curve foul over there just by the third base bag. So everybody have to go back. Matt Moore is a 339 hitter for Kearney Runza. As we mentioned in the pregame show, this is the third meeting of the season between Kearney and Hastings. They opened the year playing each other out of Smith, a 5-3 win. For Kearney runs over Hastings over there, and we played in Kearney last Tuesday. Kearney won by the score of 6-3 over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Matt Moore is the left-handed hitter up there. He's going to try to bunt again and pulls it back and takes the pitch way outside. So Hastings 5 Points in the field here with the top half of the first inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. It's free admission, by the way, tonight at Duncan Field. So you're just getting off work and maybe thinking about coming out to the ballpark. Come on out. It's going to be a good crowd. In fact, we got a good crowd for the opener here tonight. There's another pitch that's going to be inside now with a quick throw down to second base. And it gets by the shortstop, Brady Staten. Unfortunately, he knocks the ball down. That's a very easily could have been thrown into a center field out there.
Not sure Brady saw that coming.
So it's going to be Zach Merrill going back to work here. 2 balls and 1 strike to Matt Moore. He's the left fielder for Kearney Runza here defensively tonight. But now he's up there for the first time here in the first inning of play. Nobody out. Zach Merrill looking towards second base and now steps off with the rubber and everybody will have to go back. So a great opening. We had the opening ceremonies a little while ago. I guess it's not the opening ceremonies, but the grand reopening of this place has been a long project. There's a bunt laid down third base side again. It's rolling all the way to the bag again in foul territory.
Thank goodness for a south wind.
Yeah, south winds tonight blowing at about 13 miles per hour. A great night here for American Legion Baseball, 93 degrees. With the $3 million renovation project, you finally got shade out here at Duncan Field. So come on out. No basking in the sunshine unless you want it.
It's a great place. This upper deck is wonderful with breezeway coming through. But everybody needs to know, Mike Will's sitting here in a palace. This place is nice.
Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on. It's going to be hit to center field. It'll be picked out by Brock Greer, the center fielder. And Carney has got the bases loaded here in the first inning of play. So maybe a little bit nerves-wise, as far as Hastings is concerned, we drop a routine ball. Now we give up a couple of base hits. Carney has got the bases loaded. Like we said, a great crowd, maybe the biggest crowd we've seen in American Legion baseball history for a while. The kids might be a little gun-shy here tonight.
It's the biggest crowd I've seen here in, gosh, probably 10 years.
Ty Roseberry is the next guy to come to the plate. He's going to foul away this first pitch back to the screen. Nothing good one. His batting average is sitting at 361 on the season for Carney Runza. Carney is a team batting only at 300. They got some sticks up and down the lineup, and this is one guy that can get the job done. That's Ty Roseberry. Nobody out for Carney here in the top half of the first inning. Bases are loaded. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike there. Nice one by Zach Merrill of Hastings, and the count is now sitting at no balls and two strikes.
We could sure use a strikeout right now, Mike.
Merrill is a guy that really has thrown a lot of strikes here in the past couple of ball games. He's one right here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. A called third strike in the outside corner and strikes him out. So a big pinch there, a strikeout for Zach Merrill. And now Hastings can think about maybe the double play ball here to get out of the inning. Boy, if we can get out of here with no runs scored, a blessing in disguise.
It'd be great. And, you know, I think we got decent middle infielders here. I'm glad Matt Moore isn't batting. That kid's a heck of an athlete. We ref him in basketball, and he was a heck of a player.
Dakota Schreiner is the next guy coming up here. Schreiner is the second baseman tonight. His batting average is sitting at 324 on the season. He takes a pitch outside here for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Dakota Schreiner. He's the number five hitter in the batting order here for Connie Runza. He fouls away the next pitch, and it's now one ball and one strike. Zach Merrill has been very effective for Hastings on the mound here this season. Merrill has got a record of 3 wins and no losses on the year. He's also picked up 3 saves for Hastings, 5 points back. He has thrown 21 and one-third innings. The next pitch in there is going to be a strike right out of the outside corner. Out of those 21 and one-third innings, he has given up 17 hits, only 5 runs. One of those earned, 10 base on balls, 28 strikeouts. So he's given up only 1 earned run in 21 and one-third innings. He's got runners packed on the base pads right now, and there's a called third strike in the outside corner. Merrill goes back-to-back strikeouts here with Ty Roseberry and Dakota Schreiner, and now there's 2 men out here in this first inning of play, and that's going to bring up Peyton Pocock next. He's the pitcher.
You know, that umpire's got a pretty nice wide strike zone.
Oh, you would say that. You would say that being a referee in your own right.
I like it. Get up there and swing.
Yep, make him swing the bat. Peyton Pocock is next. Here's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. Merrill has kind of found his groove here. This is a big inning. Carney loads up the bases with nobody out. Merrill comes back and strikes out Roseberry, strikes out Dakota Schreiner. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a little bit outside for a ball. Oohs and ahs are going up already with that expanded strike zone. One ball and one strike. At Duncan Field tonight, good to be back here in the old ballpark after spending the college season out at Smith and the first part of the Legion season out at the Smith Complex. The next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. You mentioned the 95 degrees temperature outside. We've got climate controlled comfort of 72 degrees in the box tonight. I like this.
Like I said, don't anybody feel sorry for Mike Will at the ballpark.
One ball and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It could be outside, down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes now to Peyton Pocock. We're going to see him on the mound tonight. This is the same pitcher that we faced in the season opener this year. So we'll see him as Carney takes to the field at the bottom half of this inning. 2 balls and 2 strikes right now. Here's the count. Here's the next pitch. A called third strike, and he strikes him out. Bam, just like that. 1-2-3. Merrill comes back and strikes out Roseberry, Schreiner, and Pocock to end the inning.
A big inning for Hastings, 5 points bank. Kearney scores no runs on two hits, one error on Hastings, three men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Kearney nothing, Hastings coming to bat.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here with American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS. Again, we'll have special guests stopping by the booth here as we celebrate the grand reopening of the Duncan Field facility. Terry Ensign, the president of Hastings 5 Points Bank, is in with us here in inning number one. Peyton Pocock is going to be your pitcher for Kearney tonight. He's thrown 22 and one-third innings. His overall record, 3 wins, 1 loss on the year. He's got 1 save. He's given up 18 hits, 14 runs. 6 of those have been earned, 13 base on balls, 27 strikeouts. We saw him in the season opener against Hastings earlier this year. He gave up 3 runs, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts, 5 walks, and he hit 3 batters. But he picked up the win over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Brock Dreher, Mason Spilenick, Alex Panganiban, the first 3 batters to come to the plate here. Brooks Asher will follow them. Zach Merrill, the pitcher, will bat 5th. Then Ryan Kern, Braden Valentine, Jameson Cockrell, and Brady Staten. As Hastings comes to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning, no score between Kearney and Hastings. And there's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Brock Dreher. He starts the day with a batting average of .254 for Hastings 5 points. So Brock Dreher is up there for Hastings. Hastings 5 points, a record of 14 wins and 9 losses. There's a swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes here to Brock Dreher. So Brock backing out of the batter's box, taking a look at Russ Kindig down there in the third base coaching box, just cool as a cucumber down there at the third base side. We've got to Ben Reimer down there in the first base box. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So how is Russ as a an employee of a bank?
You know, I think he gets a tad bit distracted in the summer. I've heard reports that there's a little bit of statistics involved on work time, but we make it work, and it's good for him, and he's got a real passion for it, and, you know, it's good for everybody. But the neat thing tonight, packed house, and if you got a young kid that's 8, 9, 10 years old, you come in and see all these folks, maybe get a little more excited about baseball, and keeps you excited about playing the game and continuing, and it's a neat deal.
There's a ball that's going to be fouled down the third baseline, and a nice grab there by Russ in the third base coaching box. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. Here's the next pitch, a cold third strike, and he strikes out. Brock Dreher goes down. So like we saw the strike zone in the first inning of play in the top half of this inning, Brock Dreher gets caught right there.
Yeah, it's just a broad strike zone. I mean, if it's anywhere inside the 4 inches of the plate, I think it's a strike.
At least it's close.
Yep.
Here's Mason Spilenick. Yeah, next he'll be the third baseman for Hastings. Fouls away this first pitch. Nothing in one. That's not a bad thing. It's going to make the guys swing the bats here tonight. That's what you like to see, I think, at this level.
Everything's been outside to a right-handed hitter. Now I just want to scoot up in the box and get out there and protect that outer half.
All right, nothing in one here to Mason Spilenick. Here comes a pitch on the inside corner of the plate. That's in there for a strike. So both pitchers are nibbling away at the corners tonight. No balls and 2 strikes now to Mason Spilenick here in the bottom half of the first inning. Again, the pitcher out there for Kearney is Peyton Pocock. His next pitch is way outside for a ball. Now, if that one was going to be rung up as a strike, I'd have to maybe stop the game and give the home plate umpire some glasses. That one was way outside.
That was in the middle of the left-hand batter's batting box.
1 ball and 2 strikes here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, and it's going to be 2-2 now. That's a little bit outside the strike zone. Mason Spilenick so far this year, 18 out of 63 at the plate. He's got no home runs. He's got 8 RBI. Spilenick has struck out
two times. He has walked two times. Setting a count right now of 2-2 with one bat out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Peyton Pocock working from his full windup. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be just down low. That one just misses. It's 3-2.
That left fielder's playing awfully shallow, and there's a little room. Pull that doggone ball. Let's go.
Hey, the wind's going to be blowing in just a little bit, maybe a little bit toward the left field corner. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be swung out and missed, and he strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts from Dreer and Spilenik, and now Alex Panganiban comes up there next. We're in the spacious ballpark now. Connie played over at the Smith Complex to start the season, and now they move out here to Duncan Field. It's a much larger park, 370 down the left field line, 367 down the right field line, 405 to the power alleys, and 408 to a straightaway center field.
It's bigger than most major league parks. I mean, this is a big dog.
Alex Pagadima, but again, the first baseman coming up there. There's a ball that's going to be hit towards center field.
Drop.
Hunter King's coming on. Hunter King's going to grab it for the easy outs. So Hunter King grabs it out there in the center field. It's three up, three down for Hastings 5 points back here in the first inning of play. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. One inning in the books with a score. Hastings nothing and Connie nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings nothing and Kearney nothing. Great crowd on hand. The seniors playing the first game here tonight as they reopen the doors to a Duncan Field. We'll have another game coming up tonight shortly after 8 o'clock. That'll pit Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes up against Kearney Post 52 in the juniors ball game. So still plenty of time to come on out. We're just in the top half of the second inning of game number one with that second game yet to come here tonight. And Kearney runs after they loaded up the bases in the first inning with nobody out. They had their last three guys strike out, so we'll see Chris Langan coming up here first to begin this second inning of play. He's at third base tonight for Kearney runs in. And we'll see Phil Vornhagen, the right fielder, and Jameson Ortley, the catcher, and then Braden Eckout, the shortstop. But one of these guys can get aboard here. First pitch from Merrill is going to be inside for a ball. The second one is going to be on the outside corner for a strike. Well, Chris Langan, he's the son of a basketball official for you.
Your state.
Chris's dad and I do referee a little bit together, and I think Chris is a heck of a pitcher, according to his pop. But there he got a nice break on a soft hit ball up the middle, doggone it.
Yeah, that's a hit right to the shortstop, and great Satan has a problem catching the ball, and it grounds to him, and he makes another error. So Hastings has already got two errors in this baseball game. They had three the other night, and Russ talked about it in the pregame show. It's a fine line when you play a team like Kearney. You cannot commit errors, and you cannot leave guys on base. And Hastings has committed two errors already in this ballgame. Phil Vornhagen, the right fielder, is due up there next for Kearney runs. As he steps to the plate, another right-handed hitter. The first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 256 is his batting average for Vornhagen. Again, as a team, Kearney is hitting at a 300 clip. So, yeah, you got a base runner down here at first base in Chris Langan. Hastings will hold him on. There's a ball that's going to be hit over the head of the second baseman, Ryan Kern, in the right field. Fielded there by Cockrell. So, Kearney teeing off on Zach Merrill so far. That's the third hit of the ball game already for Kearney. And now Kearney runs. Has got runners on again at first and second base. And now Zach Merrill will have to try to wiggle out of this inning again.
Deja vu. What did their third batter do in the first inning?
He got a single. That was Matt Moore.
Oh, let's break that deja vu up here.
This is going to be Jameson Ortley, the catcher. Coming up there next, his batting average is sitting at 260 on the season. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Scores around the bunt, and it's going to be popped up down the third baseline. Nice grab down here at third base by Mason Spilinick.
That helps.
Yeah, that's the first man out now. Hastings can look at a possible double play ball now as Ortley fouls out to Mason Spilinick over here right in front of the Hastings dugout on an attempted bunt. And now we got to Braden Eckhout coming up there next. Eckhout, he had a single to start off the ball game here tonight. So now there's one man out. Runners are on at first and second base here. Or Carney runs in the top half of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit to the right side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Cockrell picks it out in right field. The stop sign comes up at third base. And for the second straight inning, Carney Runza has got the bases loaded here in the ballgame. Langen is over at third base. Vornhagen is now at second base. Braden Eckhout is at first base with a single. And that brings up Hunter King next to center fielder. Hunter King will bat from the left-hand side. His batting average is sitting at 317 on the season. So how many times can Zach Merrill pull a rabbit out of his hat here?
He's going to have to paint corners again.
Yeah, he had with three strikeouts in the first inning of play. Here we go again. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a little bit up high this time. One ball and no strikes to Hunter King for Carney Runza. Not a big fan of the uniforms for Carney Runza tonight. They're gray baseball pants. It looks like a camouflage gray and black tops. There's a ball hit to a right field. Cockrell's going to grab it. The runner's going to tag at third base. Here comes the throw. Win is going to be cut off, and Carney's got the lead as the throw was cut off and then a throw down to third base that was not in time. So Hunter gets the job. He flies out to right field, but he gets the ball deep enough to come in to score. On the play is going to be Langen. So Carney has now got a 1-0 lead.
Stay focused here, boys. Just give up one run. We'll be okay.
So runners will stay put at first base. That's going to be Braden Eckhout. Over there at third base is going to be Vornhagen. One run is in. That's Chris Langen. And that's going to bring up Matt Moore next. He's the left fielder. He had a single his first time up there in inning number one. He'll bat from the left side. 1-0 is the score now. Carney's already got four base hits in the ballgame here against Zach Merrill. Merrill working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. That's now one ball and no strikes to Matt Moore. Brooks Asher behind the plate for Hastings. Panganiban is at first base. Kern is at second base. Staten is at shortstop. Spilinick is at third base. Out on the outfield, a trio that's very good. Valentine, Dreher, and Cockrell. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. That's now no balls and one strike. It's usually pretty easy when we had the old Duncan Field to foul away pitches and they get out of here. Now we've got a mezzanine. We got the covering over here on the first base and third base sides. It'll be a little different.
I hope you're right, Mike, because my pickup's right behind the ballpark here.
Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be onside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Yeah, I didn't have to worry about parking directly behind the facility today. I didn't think it was in the combat zone, so to speak. Two balls and one strike here to Matt Moore. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Braden Eckhout.
It's a nice little move.
So it's going to be Zach Merrill hunkering down. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be just outside in the left-hander. And the count is sitting at two balls and one strike now to Matt Moore. It should be three balls and one strike on Matt Moore. The chalker up here. 3-1 the count. Runners are on at first and third base here in the second inning of play. 1-0 is the score. Carney has got the lead. Bouncing ball, but it's going to be in foul territory. First base side. So Matt Moore will come back to the batter's box. Talked about our outfielders. Braden Valentine, Brock Dreher, Jameson Cockrell. These three guys can cover a lot of ground as we move into a more spacious park here at Duncan Field. I don't know if there's a set of three outfielders around that's any better than those three. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So Moore heads down to first base on the play. It's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Merrill. So runners again are at first, second, and third for the second straight inning. And that's going to bring up Ty Roseberry next. Roseberry with a 361 batting average. He struck out back there in the first inning of play.
He's a big boy.
Steps in there from the right-hand side. There's a ball to be chopped down to the third baseline. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Again, the re-grand opening of Duncan Field tonight, a $3 million-plus renovation project, took 10 months to complete. Hastings College missed their entire baseball season this year as the renovation work continued. And now we finish up with half of the American Legion baseball season is over. But I'll tell you what, it was well worth the wait. It's a beautiful project that's just been completed.
they really picked up the pace here here in the last 2 weeks, because Russ 10 days ago, he goes, I really don't know if we're going to get in here.
Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike to Ty Roseberry. He's the first baseman for Kearney Runza. Hastings hosting the Area 7 Juniors American Legion Baseball Tournament here this year in July. So some different folks come in here. Here's the ball. It's going to be hit the left field. That's going to be a base hit. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. The throw is going to come in from Valentine. It's not going to be in time. And that's a two-run single there by Ty Roseberry. So they're teeing off on Zach Merrill, something we have not seen the past couple of starts here. And Kearney's got a 3-0 lead now over Hastings in the second inning of play tonight at Duncan.
Wasn't a real sharply hit ball, but just hit them where they ain't, and between the shortstop and third base, and was about 6 inches away from it.
All right, so now runners are on at first and second base here for Kearney. They've got three runs in here in this second inning of play. That's five base hits now for Kearney. That's going to bring up Dakota Schreiner next. Schreiner is the second baseman. His batting average at .324. Hits it off of the handle of the bat. Could be a tough one. Fielded there by Spilenick. He goes to first base in time. And the inning is over as Dakota Schreiner, he grounds out to the third baseman, Mason Spilenick. But they send eight guys to the plate here in inning number two. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. Kearney runs a 3. Hastings, nothing.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS with the president of Hastings Five Points Bank, Terry Anstein, who's been in the booth with us since the start of the ball game. Kind of a different perspective up here in our nice air-conditioned comfort, looking on from high above here at Duncan Field tonight.
It's a great place to watch a game. I expect to have a seat reserved for all games, Mike.
We can probably make that happen up here.
You know, in all seriousness, Mike does one heck of a job for U Sports, high school sports, and the Broncos here in Hastings. And I think we take it all for granted, but he puts in a ton of hours and some goofy locations.
But this is not one of them.
No,
by the way.
This is not one of them. But, Mike, you do a great job, and we're glad to have you and appreciate all you do.
I didn't even charge you, or you didn't even pay me to do that. Brooks Asher is up there first. He fouls away this first pitch here. Brooks Asher, he is the St. Cecilia product. He has done all the catching for Hastings Five Points Bank here this year. There's a bouncing ball towards short, fielded there by Kearney, and they get it over to first base. That's a heck out to Roseberry, and there's one out here in the second inning of play.
We needed a grass dirt edge hop there, and that was a candy hop for that shortstop.
Yeah, Hastings went down in order in inning number one, and now Asher is retired in the play to begin the second inning of play. Zach Merrill is coming up there next. They improved the sound system here at Duncan Field in addition to all the renovation work you have seen here throughout the past couple of months, the last 10 months. The first pitch here is going to be fouled away, nothing and one. They've got to concession stands now on the upper deck and a concession stand down the right field line. And look at the mezzanine area. That's the most popular part of the ballpark right now. You drive by, there's picnic tables up there and a lot of people just hanging out and watching the ball game up there.
That sound system is great. Before the game started, they were playing some music. And I'll tell you, it's top notch. It is really, really, really nice. Everything's right here.
One ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. 1-2 the count. I think younger kids, they start coming out to the ballpark like this, and they get excited, and they want to play in this park someday, and I think it's only going to help the Legion baseball program.
Oh, I think so, too. I really do. Just got to get them out here to see this, and obviously if we can get three Hastings teams to win some games, it'll help, too.
Here's a pitch that's going to be hit down the right field line and grabbing the ball out there just in foul territory was Phil Vornhagen, the right fielder. So Hastings has had the first five guys go down here to begin this ball game. As Zach Merrill, he flies out to the right fielder in Vornhagen right at the foul line down there. That's going to bring up Ryan Kern next. He's a second baseman. Kern will start the day with a batting average of .231. We get the sound system cranked up here, and we'll all go berserk, huh?
It was loud. They had to turn it down.
So Ryan Kern, here's the first pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away, nothing in one.
Oh.
One thing they did tell me, we've got windows here at this facility that slide up. We can actually open our windows here in the press box, something we did not have at the old Duncan Field. But the net is not in front of us, so they said if you do open your window, be careful because a foul ball could join you in your booth at any time.
So the top of that net's about at eye level here. That's we could be in trouble.
No balls and two strikes as Ryan Kern swings on this next pitch. Peyton Pocock, your pitcher here for Kearney. Here comes the next pitch outside for a ball. They did tell me that's on the to-do list yet, is put up a net right in front of the press box facility to alleviate the foul balls coming through our front window.
You know, there was just a foul ball that kind of a liner went off, and it could have taken out the mezzanine a little bit, so we do probably need to go a little higher with the net.
There's a swing and a miss. The catcher drops the third strike, but he picks it up and fires it down to the first base to record the strikeout. So Hastings has had nothing so far in this ball game. Six guys have been retired in a row here to begin this ball game against Kearney Runza. Peyton Pocock is flat, getting the job done tonight for Kearney Runza. We have played two innings. Hastings in the second inning, no runs with no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number three with a score, Kearney 3, Hastings nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Save! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Duncan Field in Hastings. Hastings trailing the ball game by a score of 3-0. Joe Patterson is going to join us here, city administrator. Joe Patterson going to join us for inning number three here today. So far, the bats kind of weak here for Hastings 5 points Bank.
Yeah, let's hope they get it going here in the third inning.
All right, you're the Kansas guy here, so it's always been a dream of yours, I'm sure, not only to run the city, but also be a radio play-by-play announcer, huh?
Yeah, actually, it has been, Mike. You know, I keep waiting for you to invite me to a basketball game with you sometime, but you know, you never do.
So. This is your chance right here. This is we're kind of putting you on the spot here.
Okay, I'll try not to blow it.
Kearney runs it up here in the third inning of play. They're out on top by a score of 3-0. Peyton Pocock is the guy up here for Kearney Runza. He's the pitcher, and he is flat mowed down. He's seen so far. Peyton Pocock, he struck out his first time up there in inning number one. So Kearney's got five base hits already against Zach Merrill, and he sees 5 points Bank. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. Catcher drops the third strike. Asher fires it down to first base. That's going to be in time, and Pocock is retired into play. That's actually the fourth strikeout for Zach Merrill so far here in this baseball game. And that's going to bring up Chris Langan next. He is the third baseman. So Joe Patterson again joining us here in inning number three. The city did a terrific job of putting this project together. And I guess you got to thank the people of Hastings. It's been a sales tax issue to bring this thing to light. Here's a ball that's going to be hit to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Langan has got his second hit of the ball game here for Kearney as he will end up at the first base. But again, it was the people of Hastings that really brought this project to fruition, so to speak.
You know, it really is, Mike, and it's the kind of a project that the community for many, many years should be very proud of. And those people that supported the sales tax initiative of getting some street improvements and the library project. And, of course, Duncan being the first one being completed.
There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field. It's going to be Cockrell. He settles under it, makes the catch, and running back to first base on a play is going to be Chris Langen. So that's going to be the second out of the ball game as Vornhagen flies out to right field. That's going to bring up Jameson Ortley next, the catcher. It's just good to see lots of folks attending the ball game. Maybe one of the biggest American Legion crowds we have had in a long, long time here at Duncan.
It's the biggest crowd I've ever seen here, other than maybe a St. Cia football game, and they're all out in the outfield. But this is amazing, and Legion does a great job. And this really ought to be a great recruiting tool for Hastings College in their baseball program.
Yeah, Hastings College will play here again next spring or next winter, whenever they play their ball, beginning in February or March. Ortley is up there now for Carney. The first pitch of him is going to be outside for a ball. There's one laid down, a bunt laid down, but mishandled down there at third base by Mason Spilenick, and that's going to go down probably as a base hit. That's going to be the case. A nice ball hit to the third base side, but Mason Spilenick unable to come up with it down there, a base hit. That's the seventh hit of the ball game already for Carney here in this contest. Hastings still looking for their first hit. And now, Carney has got base runners again. They had bases loaded in the first two innings of play. Now they got runners on at the first and second base here in inning number three. So Carney putting a lot of pressure on Hastings' 5 points bank so far in this baseball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside to a Braden Eckhout. He is up there for the third time already. Eckhout has got a couple of base hits. Boy, Carney runs it here in this baseball game. Here comes the next pitch by Merrill. It's going to be popped up. First base side going over. Panganiban, he's got room, and then it gets out of the play. Gets into about the second or third row of the bleachers down the right field side. They tell me 1,300 is our seating capacity here as far as actual seats are concerned at Duncan Field. But we've got a mezzanine area now with the picnic tables up here, some concession stands, and we can seat a lot more than 1,300 people in here at Duncan Field right now. So Braden Eckhout is your batter up here. The count to him is at 1-1. There's two men out in the third inning of play with runners on at first and second base. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So as you studied in college, was radio broadcasting part of your dream, so to speak? You got to mention it a little while ago.
No, it wasn't, Mike. You know, one point I'd like to make, because this inning's moving so fast, I'm going to be thrown out of here pretty quick.
There's a bouncing ball toward third. Mishandled by Spilling again off of his glove into left field. Braden Valentine is going to pick it up. One run is going to come to the plate, and Carney's going to have runners on at second and third base. So an error in the ball game again on Hastings. That one on Spilenick. That's the third error. The contest chalked up against Hastings' 5 points bank. Langen comes around to score to make it a 4-0 ball game. Carney's got one man out, and now runners are on at second and third base.
You know, I want to comment on the job that Carmichael Construction did, Mike, on this project. You know, they started when the Legion season was done mid to late July. And they worked through the winter. And, of course, we all know what kind of winter we had, very open and cold. They worked throughout the winter and really worked very, very hard to get this facility finished in time for the Legion season to utilize it. And that's real and the quality of the work was excellent, too. So it's them working with the city staff, with Jeff Hassenstab and Dave Wacker, city engineer. It was a really, really good project. And Carmichael's was a great local construction company to work with.
Matter of fact, just to kind of finished up, they just painted my door just as I came up here today. So the paint is a little bit wet as you walk in. So
I know. I got stuck. Can I get in here?
Yeah, that's it. Just to finish things up earlier this afternoon. So we have a visit from the pitching coach, Kevin Asher, who's been out to the pitcher's mound to talk with the pitcher for Hastings, Zach Merrill. Carney is out on top of his ball game by a score of 4-0. And it's now Hunter King coming up there for Carney, the number two guy in the batting order. King has reached on an error so far. He's flown out to right field to drive home a run. So Hunter King is up there. His batting average at .317 in the season. As he takes a pitch here from Merrill, it's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Hunter King. Matt Moore is due up there next. So Carney has had plenty of opportunities to extend this lead in this first three innings of play. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Merrill so far has given up the four runs and seven base hits. He has walked one guy in the ball game so far and has also struck out four guys.
Merrill working for the stretch. Next pitch is swung on. A little check swing down the third base side. That's going to be in foul territory. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Hunter King. So now if the Duncan Field project is in the works, what's next for the city of Hastings? I know you're looking at the city auditorium. Maybe next?
Well, there's a lot of discussion about a downtown redevelopment project. We had actually had a meeting on that today with several of the key players, and really the mayor's been kind of the lead in this and this potential project, so I really don't know a lot about it yet. But
good. He'll be up here in a couple of innings.
Yeah, well, you can hit him up. See what
one ball
see.
And two strikes, and there's a swing and a miss, and he goes down swinging, and the inning is over. It's Hunter King. He strikes out. That's the fifth strikeout of the ball game here for Zach Merrill, but Carney again scores one run here in this third inning of play. They score one run on a couple of base hits, one error on Hastings. Two men left on base. Carney has stranded seven base runners for the first three innings of play. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Carney 4, Hastings nothing. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Joe Patterson back here at Duncan Field in Hastings as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Hastings trailing in this contest by a score of 4-0. So were you a baseball player back in your college days?
Not in college, up until early high school. And then the ball just came too fast, and it moved a lot. So I started playing softball, slow pitch. You know, yeah, I could hit that ball.
How'd that treat you, all right?
Hey, yeah, I played for quite a while.
All right, Hastings up here now in the bottom half of the third inning. They have really struggled offensively as they take another strike here. This is Braden Valentine up here now for Hastings. Hastings' 5 points has went down in order in the first two innings of play. Three strikeouts recorded by Peyton Pocock, the pitcher for Kearney. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. No balls and two strikes. So in the bottom third of the order, we've got Valentine, we've got Cockrell, and we've got Brady Staten, and then Brock Dreher. If Hastings can get a base runner here in this ball game, which we have not been able to do yet. Next pitch is outside, but the umpire was not ready.
I think he likes that outside corner from what I've been watching, Mike. I'm not sure. I'm probably not supposed to criticize the umpire.
That's okay, because Terry Anside also mentioned that his strike zone was rather wide.
It's wide, yeah.
As long as you know it's going to be wide, there's a ground ball towards second. Schreiner has got it. Goes to first, and that's going to be in time. That's seven straight guys now that Peyton Pocock has retired. He's the guy, again, that Hastings saw in the opening ball game of the season out at Smith, and he was able to pick up a win over Hastings by a score of 5-3. So they bring him back here in his third meeting of the season between the two teams, and so far he's flat getting the job done. Here's Jameson Cockrell up there next for Hastings. His batting average out of the number 8 position has been at .367. He's come up with some big hits the past couple of weeks. There's a pitch to him, though. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So Cockrell is behind and got it. No balls and one strike. He's got 22 base hits and 60 trips to the plate. There's the next pitch. It could be inside. It jams him and a little check swing. And they look down at the base umpire. He says, no, he did not go around with it. So it's one ball and one strike. Something we did not get rid of was the trains that we see. That's kind of a tradition here at Duncan Field.
Absolutely.
And we wouldn't want it any other way. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. It's now one ball and two strikes. So now the pressure is on. We've got a couple of people on the – this is going to be a door that's going to be worn out here after this one tonight. Everybody's looking for the air-conditioned comfort.
I think I said they need to turn the AC up a little bit. It's getting hot.
Bouncing ball to third. There's a throw to first base. That's going to be a nice play over there by Roseberry, the first baseman. The throw was a little bit off of the bag. It was to the home plate side of first base, but Roseberry tags out the base runner coming down the line. That was Cockrell. He is retired in the play. That one's a 6-3. So Hastings has had nothing so far here in this ball game as far as hits are concerned. Brady Staten comes up there next. Brady Staten is the shortstop. His batting average is sitting at .240 on the season. So Peyton Pocock, he gets his sign there from Jamison Ortley. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be...
That's loud.
That's real loud. That train is right outside our back door. That pitch is going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next one from Pocock. It's on the way. That's going to be up around the shoulders inside. It's going to be two balls and no strikes.
You're going to be lobbying for that quiet crossing thing I got going.
I like that. I like that. Well, where do I sign? Here's a two-ball, no-strike pitch here. It's going to be right down the pipe there, 2-1 the count. It's a soundproof room. As long as we keep the door shut, it's soundproof room here at the Duncan Field.
These two guys are looking for the concession stand line.
I think they're in the wrong line, aren't they? 2-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch, way outside for a ball. It's now three balls and one strike. Hastings has not had a base runner yet, so Pocock is working on Brady Staten now, the number nine hitter in the batting order. .240 is his batting average this season as he waits on the 3-1 pitch. Here it's on the way. The ball's going to be fouled away. It's now three balls and two strikes. Hastings, 14-9 on the season. They went 2-1 over the weekend in the Omaha Gross Tournament. In fact, Hastings has played in Omaha the past two weekends, has gone 5-2 against Omaha competition. Kearney coming in, a record of 10 wins and 10 losses. But they got two wins over Hastings in two games. Here comes the 3-2. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings right through the order, and they finally get the number nine guy to reach base. That's Brady Staten. He works out a walk, and now Brock Dreher comes up there next. So Hastings in their white baseball pants and their North Carolina blue uniforms here tonight. Meanwhile, Connie in their gray baseball pants, and they've got kind of a camouflage gray and black tops on with their gray baseball caps. Kind of a unique look for Connie Runza. The throw goes over the first base, not in time. Brady Staten is back in there. First baseman is Roseberry. He'll hold him on over there at first base. Two men out here in the third inning of play. Here's a ball laid down, a bunt fielded there by Pocock. He's thrown to first base. That's going to be in time when the inning is over. So Brock Dreher is retired in the play from pitcher to first. The inning is over. A short inning for the – it's like city council meetings, isn't it? It's just like that. We're in, we're out. So
yeah, I know.
Nice.
I didn't even get the chair warmed up.
Thanks for stopping by. Joe Patterson here at inning number three. We go to the top half of the fourth inning with a score. Connie runs a four. Hastings nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Building since 1969.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It's Hastings trailing Kearney Runza by the score of 4-0. Kearney, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Hastings, no runs, no hits, and 3 errors as we continue with this re-grand opening of Duncan Field here tonight after a 10-month, $3 million project here at Duncan. Finally getting back in here. Or Hastings 5 points back, but they're trailing this ball game to Kearney Runza. And we're going to have Matt Moore, Ty Roseberry, Dakota Schreiner up here for Kearney in the fourth inning. That's numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. The face is Zach Merrill, and Hastings 5 points back. Our special guest here in inning number 4 is going to be Brad Hamburger. He is with Carmichael Construction, the company that really put this whole facility together here during the last 10 months of this project, as we chat a little bit about the $3 million renovation project here at Duncan Field in inning number four. Matt Moore so far, he has walked and he has singled. There's a hard hit ball toward left field. Brady Valentine goes back. Valentine goes back. He can't get there. It's going to roll out near the wall at 370 feet away. Around the bag at third, coming home. And a stand-up double out there. That there for Connie Runza. So Connie continues to hit the ball well here in this baseball game. As Roseberry, he knocks one to left field. And it's now a 5-0 ball game in favor of Kearney. So Ty Roseberry, a big base hit there, a double that drives home a run. And that's going to bring up the third baseman or the second baseman next for Kearney. That's going to be Dakota Schreiner, and he takes a pitch inside for a ball. So how was the project that puts this thing together? It was a 10-month project for you.
Yeah, it was a good project to be a part of. A lot of history in this ballpark, and it was great to be a part of.
There's a swing and a miss here. One ball and one strike now to Dakota Schreiner. Kearney has got one run in here in this fourth inning of play. Now it's a 5-0 ball game. The next pitch is going to be outside and down low. So was this the first major ballpark or facility like this that you guys have built?
Yes, it is. We've done a lot of schools and gymnasiums and stuff. But
there's a ball hit to right field on the ground. Cockrell is going to pick it up out there. And heading to third base on the play is going to be Roseberry. So a base hit here for Dakota Schreiner. And now runners on at first and third base. I would expect maybe Zach Merrill, his time on the pitcher's mound, is going to be short-lived here because Kearney is really teeing off on Merrill here in this baseball game. Runners are on at first and third base. So you guys have built a lot of gymnasium and some things like that, but never a ballpark, eh?
Nope, never a ballpark. But it definitely needs some work. You know, it was getting run down a little bit, but I think it's one of the best parks as far as Legion in the state.
This is Peyton Pocock up there next for Kearney Runza. We're in the fourth inning of play. Pocock has flat gotten the job done on the pitcher's mound for Kearney, and now he takes a whack at this one and fouls it away back out of play. Nothing and one. What was the toughest part maybe to put this thing together as you worked on this thing for the past 10 months?
The toughest thing was probably just trying to work through the winter, the cold and the wind, and had a lot of separate buildings trying to tent everything in.
Yeah, it was a cold winter. You guys actually worked through the winter to put this whole thing together. Here's the next pitch to Pocock. It's going to be fouled away here at the plate, so everybody goes back here, and the count is at no balls and two strikes. The most unique thing, I think, of the ballpark, the little mezzanine area up here with the picnic tables, and it looks like it's one of the most popular places here. That place is jammed here today.
There's a lot of people up there, that's for sure.
So the count is no balls and two strikes with nobody out here in inning number four here tonight. American Legion baseball action on 1230 KHIS. Pocock in the right-hand batter's box here. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be popped up out toward center field. Going back, though, is a second baseman, Kern, and he makes the catch. He falls down with the baseball, but he hangs onto it. It's a nice catch out there by Ryan Kern. That's going to be the first out of this fourth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Chris Langan next. Kearney is out on top. They're looking for their third one of the season here over Hastings 5 Points Bank tonight. And this one, they have mowed down Hastings 5-0 is the score so far. Langan comes up there. This is a tough guy to get out. Langan reached on an error, scored on the run back in the second inning of play. Had a single in the third inning and came around to score. Langan officially 1-for-2, but he's been on the base pads each time. Batting average at .256 as he comes to the plate here in inning number four. Zach Merrill steps off of the rubber. Looks like runner back to first base. That's Dakota Schreiner. Roseberry is on at the third base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Took something off of that one in a swing and a miss. So a nice pitch there by Zach Merrill. Way out in front of that one was Chris Langan. Phil Vornhagen, the right fielder, is due up there next. And Mike Will and also Brad Hamburger from Carmichael Construction in for inning number four tonight at Duncan Field. Zach Merrill works in the stretch, looks at the runner at first base. There's a check swing foul. It's going to be on the first base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So the clunk here on the roof that we have now at the press box, we're going to be hearing plenty of those.
Yes.
Fortunately enough, it holds up.
Yes, definitely.
All right, no balls and two strikes, one man out here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tapped towards short. Be cut off there by Spilenick, the third baseman. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Lose the base runner along to second base on a play, but now there's two men out. got just a little piece of that one and spilling it, goes over in front of the shortstop, Brady Staten, to grab that ball and gets over to the first base in time. But now runners are out at second and third base. There's two men out here in the fourth inning of play. Phil Vornhagen is due up there next for Carney Runza. He's the right fielder. Vornhagen, he has a single, and he has flown out to right field so far in this ball game. He has scored a run. Nine base hits in the ball game now for Carney Runza. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Carney had two hits in the first inning, three more in the second inning of play, and two more in the third. They've had a couple of base hits so far here in this fourth inning of play against Zach Merrill. Next pitch is going to be outside. The ball gets away from Asher, the catcher, and running down from third base and scoring in the play is going to be Ty Roseberry. So Roseberry comes in to score on a pass ball by Brooks Asher. Running down from second to third base on the play is going to be Dakota Schreiner, and it's now a 6-0 ball game in favor of Kearney. Not the type of game that Russ Kindig wanted to have his team play tonight with a jammed house tonight at Duncan Field. Here comes the next pitch, hit down the line at third. This could be in foul territory. I think early in the ball game, Hastings committed a couple of errors and might have been a case of the nerves a little bit. But boy, last couple of innings, it's just been like batting practice for Carney Runza here in this ball game, and not the type of game that Russ wanted his team to play here tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It swung on and missed, and Merrill gets a strikeout. That's actually the sixth strikeout of the ball game for Zach Merrill. So a guy who's been in double digits as far as strikeouts are concerned. His past two starts, he's got six so far through four innings of play. But Carney again scores two runs here in the inning. They've got the lead over Hastings. We'll take a break with a score. Carney 6, Hastings nothing.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so explosively effervescent. It's like a...
Oh, it's like a cherry fire hydrant blasting a block party with bubbly deliciousness. Pepsi Wild Cherry.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively refreshing. It's like...
Oh, a cherry stick of dynamite detonating your taste buds one by one.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively lip-smacking, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of like a cherry fireworks display bursting with flavor and making people's mouths go... Ooh! Ah!
Pepsi Wild Cherry, it's so explosively poplicious. It's like...
Oh, a wild water park ride plunging you into pure, uncontrollable cheriosity.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so cherry.
So cherry. It's explosively cherry.
...1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS at Duncan Field. It is a 6-0 ball game. Carney Runza is out on top. Hastings 5 points. Actually, we'll be playing two more games here this week. Tomorrow night, we're going to see a team from New Brighton, Colorado. They're making their trek across to Nebraska to head for a tournament in Omaha. Designed to play a game tomorrow night here in Hastings. That will go at 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll be on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 7:15 here at Duncan. Then Thursday night, we're going to see a team from Rawlins, Wyoming. They will be in here for an early start. 5:30 will be the first pitch, 5:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. So we'll have Hastings 5 Points Bank baseball again tomorrow night and Thursday night right back here in the friendly confines of Duncan Field. So Peyton Pocock is going to go back to work here for Carney Runza. He's allowed only one base runner all night long. That was a walk given up to Brady Staten in the last inning. This is Mason Spilenick up here for Hastings here in inning number four. Hastings still looking for their first base hit of the ball game, and there's a swing and a miss, and Spilenick is even on the count now with one ball and one strike. 286 is the batting average for Mason Spilenick so far this year. He struck out back there in inning number one. And here comes Peyton Pocock again, the wind and the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's now two balls and one strike. So Carmichael Construction, again, the contractor here for this facility. Now we're moving on to more projects, I assume. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Pocock is going to grab this when he goes to first base. That's going to be in time, and he is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Talked to a couple of your workers. When we got here, they said, I said, where are you going next? They said, they don't know, but I'm sure he'll have something. So it's one man out here in the fourth inning of play. Alex Panganiban is going to come up there next for Hastings. Pango, he's the first baseman tonight. 329 is his batting average on the season. Back at deep and six, looking to pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike. Boy, the Hastings bats have been quiet all night long. We just can't get anything going offensively against the Peyton Pocock, who has really mowed us down here tonight.
Yep, he's pitching pretty good.
Here comes the next pitch by Pocock. Some off-speed stuff drilled towards center field. Hunter King moves to his left and grabs the ball. The times that we do get some aluminum on the ball, it looks like we're
hitting right at him.
Yeah, right at people. And that one, Hunter King had to move about three steps out there in center field, and he makes the catch. So there's two men out here in the fourth inning of play. That's going to be Brooks Asher next. He's the catcher. Asher grounded out his first time up there, the shortstop. His batting average at 229 on the season for Hastings 5 points Bank. Here comes the pitch by Pocock. That ball is going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. Pocock is a right-handed thrower. And again, we saw him to start the season for Connie Runza here this year. Coming into this ball game, 22 and one-third innings pitched. His record is 3 wins and 1 loss. He's got a save. Had given up 18 hits and 14 runs. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field coming on and making the catch is going to be Phil Vornhagen. And again, Hastings goes down in order here in the fourth inning of play. So you're being shortchanged here as Hastings with a short inning of play. It's Brad Hamburger in here for Carmichael Construction.
Yep.
Thanks for stopping by. And once again, a great job you guys have put together here at Duncan Field.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Brad Hamburger again stepping in for us in the inning number four here tonight. Hastings having a tough time against Connie Runza as we head to the fifth inning of play. Hastings trailing Connie Runza by the score of 6-0.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park
Pharmacy
for
the mayor?
Always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams. The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
American Legion Baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS at Duncan Field. It is a 6-0 ball game. Kearney is out on top of Hastings 5 points Bank tonight. Kearney with 6 runs, 9 base hits, no errors. Hastings 5 points, no runs, no hits. They've committed 3 errors in the ball game as Zach Merrill is going to come back out and throw for Hastings here in inning number 5 as Kearney getting ready to come to the plate here. They'll have numbers 9 and 1 and 2 in the batting order. Jameson Ortley, Braden Eckout, and also Hunter King to come on here. And one of those guys get aboard. We'll see Matt Moore as Jeff Hoffenstadt. Is that, you got one of the toughest names, I think, that I have stumbled across. The City Parks and Recreation Director here for the City of Hastings. Welcome, Jeff.
Thanks.
You've kind of spent your entire life out here the past 10 months at Duncan Field with this project, but I think it's paid off. This is a great facility.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a great project. It's been a challenging project, and we're excited. We're excited to see all these fans out here. So it's been a challenge, but it's been definitely worthwhile.
We've been talking throughout the ball game here tonight. This might be one of the biggest American Legion baseball crowds we have seen out here in a long, long time. It's been a good one.
It has.
So far, we need to get the bats alive here for Hastings, though. I'll tell you what, this pitcher for Kearney is motors right down.
I was thinking we need some runs, but I think we need some hits just to start it off.
All right, we'll see what Kearney can do here in the fifth inning of play. And immediately, very first pitch, they send that one out to Valentine. It's over his head. It's going to roll out to 370 feet away. Moving on to second base and putting on the brakes right there is going to be Ortley, the catcher. So the number 9 hitter in the batting order, Jameson Ortley, tees off on Merrill to left field. And Valentine had no chance of catching up with that one. It's a leadoff double here for Connie Runza's Jameson Ortley. And now the top of the order is going to come up here and Braden Ackouts. So now we're going to start seeing some action down there in the Hastings bullpen on the left field side. Merrill has struck out six batters, but that is the 10th base hit of the ball game now for Kearney. And now we're going to have a courtesy runner down there at the second base for Kearney. As they're coming to the bat here for Kearney Runza, is going to be Braden Ackout. Ackout, the shortstop tonight, he's got two base hits so far. He's reached out an error, so he's been on the base pads all three times for Kearney. As he's going to take a look at the pitch there, that's going to be inside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes to Braden Ackout. Hunter King will be next. Facility in great shape tonight as we talk with the City Parks and Recreation Director here in inning number five tonight. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away. At least the grass has not been played on it. It's in great shape here tonight.
It has. It looks great, and we're excited that it looks this well.
Two balls, actually one ball and one strike now to Braden Ackout. He started the day with a batting average of .362 on the season. Merrill taking some extra time between pitches here with the runner on at second base. A leadoff double by the number nine guy in the batting order, Jameson Ortley. Here's the next pitch. A little check swing there. Again, they look down. They say, yeah, there's a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes here. One and two the count. And Hunter King standing in the on-deck circle here for Kearney Runza. Kearney occupying the first base dugout here tonight. Next pitch is going to be hit down the line at third base. That's in foul territory. We talked about some of the renovations. One thing we haven't brought up, new dugouts down there in this project as well included. And in addition to what you see up here in the stands with the overhang and the new concession stands, but new dugouts for the players down there. It's one ball and two strikes now to Braden Ackout. Here's the next pitch. Swung out and missed. The catcher, Asher, drops the third strike. He's going to fire it down to first base. That's going to be in time. That completes the strikeout. Strikeout number seven in the ball game here for Zach Merrill. But Kearney's got the lead 6-0 over Hastings. So as much hoopla that Hastings had in opening the ballpark here tonight, reopening, Kearney had just as much enthusiasm to come in here and play tonight. They've put it to us. Looks like Hastings a little flat in this ball game, if that can be.
I think, yeah. I think that Kearney wanted to come in here and play spoiler a little bit. So
I think they're getting the job done so far. Hunter King is up there next. He takes a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. Hunter King has reached out in there. He's flown out to right field, and he is struck out so far in this ball game, so he is 0-for-3. There's a ball hit to the right side. That gets through there for a base hit. Hastings have the infield pulled in, picked up there by Cockrell out in right field. He gets the ball back to the infield, and Kearney has got runners on at first and third base. So Hastings had their infield pulled in with one man out and a runner at second base. That one hit right between Panganiban at first base and Ryan Kern at second. Ryan had a chance on it there but couldn't knock it down. Goes into right field, and Kearney with runners on at first and third base and only one man out here in the fifth inning of play. Now coming up there next is going to be Matt Moore. Matt Moore has singled. He has walked, and he has singled again. So he is 2-for-3 in the ball game. Actually, 2-for-2. He's got a walk throw it in there. There's a pitch thrown to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So you're a big baseball player back in your college days?
Absolutely. Actually, high school. I didn't make it to college. Chose golf, but a little easier on the body. But no, still enjoy it, and go Cubs.
There's a ball. It's going to be hit toward left field. It's going to be a Valentine. He's going to try to settle under it, and he has problems out there, but he makes the catch. Tagging up at third base and coming in to score on the play is going to be Jameson Ortley. So Ortley scores. So Kearney has scored again. It's now a 7-0 ball game. Staying at first base is going to be Hunter King as Matt Moore flies out to left field. Drives home the run. It's going to bring up Ty Roseberry next, the first baseman. So how is the golf game nowadays?
You know, it's gotten a lot better since the start of the season. So we've had great weather, and it's been fun.
The Parks and Recreation Director has got to have a good golf game.
That's right.
Here's the next pitch. He'll be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Ty Roseberry. Roseberry has doubled, and he's also singled to drive home two runs, and he has struck out. He's 2-for-3 in the ball game here tonight. Runners are on at first base now for Kearney. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Asher drops it, but staying at first base on the play is going to be Hunter King. Kearney scored no runs in the first inning, but they had the bases loaded. Merrill struck out the last three guys that he faced in the first. He scored three runs in the second inning of play. Kearney did one in the third, a couple in the fourth, and so far one here in the fifth inning. Kearney's got two men out in this inning with a man on first base. There's a throw over to first baseman Alex Pangani, but it's not going to be in time. 2-0 the count here at the plate. There goes the runner. Ball is going to be popped up high in the air. Third base side coming over Spilinick, and he's not going to make the catch over here right in front of the third base dugouts. Time for plays at the manager, the head coach, has got to shake his head. Hastings playing here in the early game. The first of two here tonight at Duncan. The Sun may have got to Mason Spilinick a little bit as he came over to the third base side to try to make the play. It's not going to go down as an error, but it should be. That was a ball that should have been caught in front of the Hastings dugouts. Count is at two balls and one strike now to Ty Roseberry, the first baseman for Kearney. Zach Merrill continues to stay out there for Hastings. There's a throw over to first base. Close over there. Diving back into the bag was Hunter King for Kearney Runza. So now the work really begins here at Duncan as all three Legion teams. There's a throw to first base. This time they've got him. So a quick move by Zach Merrill over to first base, and they pick off Hunter King over there at the bag at first. So Hastings gets out of the inning with no more damage done. Kearney scores one run here in the fifth inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score. Kearney 7, Hastings nothing.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at Duncan Field, and the Parks and Recreation Director for Hastings, Jeff Hassenstab, as we enjoy the grand reopening of Duncan Field here tonight. We're just saying before that final pickoff move, the action here at Duncan will just get started. Now all three Legion teams will be playing here. It'll be busy here for the next few weeks.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule, and we're busy this rest of this week, so Duncan's going to get broke into.
All right, Zach Merrill is going to come up here for Hastings, a little check swing foul on the first base side. Nothing at one to Zach Merrill, start of the day with a batting average of 353. Hastings trailing in this ball game by a score of 7-0. Hastings still looking for their first base hit of the ball game. They've been out hitting this one 11-0. Peyton Pocock throwing out there for Kearney. Here comes the next pitch. Another check swing foul. No balls and two strikes. So Hastings has seen Peyton Pocock. We saw seven innings of him to start the season here off the Smith Complex, and now he has went all the way here as we work our way into inning number five here tonight. This one is scheduled for 7 between Hastings and Kearney Runza tonight. They set up on the outside portion of the plate. They fire it right there, and it's going to be a ball outside, 1-2. So in addition to Duncan Field, now you've got the Smith Softball Complex. It's up and running. You guys, this is your time of the year to be busy, huh?
It is. It's a busy time for us. No sleep for us.
Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. How is the softball ranks now? Are things still busy as far as teams and leagues are concerned?
Absolutely. It's every night of the week. State tournaments start next weekend. So we're out there, 24-7 almost.
Two balls and two strikes to Merrill. Next pitch is a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. Three balls and two strikes. Again, Hastings 5 points will be right back here tomorrow night. They'll play New Brighton out of Colorado, a team that's going to be making their way across the state, and we'll play them tomorrow night. There's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away again on the first base side out of play. 3-2 the count here to Zach Merrill. It'll be a 7:30 starting time tomorrow night here at Duncan Field, 7:15 for the pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play Rollins, Wyoming on the Thursday night early at 5:30. Another game you can hear on 1230 KHIS. Bouncing ball toward third. Fielded there by Lang, and his throw to first base in time. Kearney making this one look easy here tonight. Zach Merrill, he grounds out to third base to record the first out here in the fifth inning, and Ryan Kern comes up there next. Boy, it's been a lonely night for Russ Kendig over there in the third base coaching box. Hastings has had one base runner all night long. That was Brady Staten, who worked out a walk in the third inning of play. He was the number nine hitter in the batting order. He's been the only guy to get on the base paths for Hastings so far. And here's a pitch that's going to be in there for another strike, nothing and one. I don't think Pocock is throwing anything special here tonight, but Hastings is having a tough time getting around on him for some reason.
Wind blowing in, it's tough.
Here comes the next pitch, the 0-1. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls and two strikes to Ryan Kern. Kern, he struck out his first time up there in inning number two. Started the day with a batting average of .231. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now. It's on the way. Now it's going to be down low, a breaking pitch that stays down low. Nice grab there by Jameson Ortley, the catcher. Roseberry's at first base. Schreiner at second base. Eckhout is at shortstop, and Langen is over there at third base for Kearney in the infield. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Pocock. That's a fastball that misses outside. And they count down with two balls and two strikes. On the outfield for Kearney, you've got Matt Moore out in left field. Hunter King is out in center. Phil Vornhagen is out in right field. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Another strikeout in the ball game here for Peyton Pocock. That's going to be strikeout number four in the contest. And Hastings again, two men up, two men down. Here comes Braden Valentine to the plate next. Valentine, the number seven hitter in the batting order. His batting average to start the day was at .342. He grounded out to second base his first time up there. Pocock could go to work on him. There's a little chopper down the third base side. No balls and one strike. So Valentine falls behind in the count, and no balls and one strike here. Hastings looking for their 15th win of the season here tonight. They're sitting at 14-9. Hastings had just 12 wins all season long last year. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Tapped again towards second base. Schreiner picks it up. He goes to first base and retires Hastings out of the fifth inning of play. So we're making short work of our extended guest here in the studio. So thanks for stopping by, Jeff. We'll move on to inning number six here tonight.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We have gone through five innings here tonight. American Legion baseball action at Duncan Field. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 7, Hastings nothing.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points back baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Kearney Runza by the score of 7-0 here in this ball game. 7 runs, 11 base hits, and no errors for Kearney. No runs, no hits, and 3 errors chalked up against Hastings so far in the ball game. Jim Bovey is going to join us here for inning number six tonight. Of course, the longtime Hastings College of Baseball coach. He was on the baseball committee to really put this thing together. And, Coach, long time no see. Welcome back to the broadcast booth.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's good to be back here. And got to be honest, walking around the stadium today is one of the first days I've missed being a coach, seeing this facility.
Alex Mendoza, by the way, is going to be the new pitcher for Hastings. What have you seen so far? Hastings having a tough time with the bats tonight.
Well, you know, we were a little worried about the team being a little tight. I saw them taking their batting practice, and they seemed a little tight. But, you know, we really felt the big shindig needed to be the first game that's played here, and who better to play it against than your arch rival? Unfortunately, we've had trouble putting runs on the board, so hopefully we can hang in here.
All right, here's Alex Mendoza as he goes to work. Here's a high fly ball right after the bat. It's in a short right field, and grabbing the ball out there from the bat of Ty Roseberry is going to be your second baseman and Ryan Kern. So Ty Roseberry on one pitch. He flies out to second base to begin the sixth inning of play. Here's Dakota Schreiner next. Kearney has always been a very good Legion baseball team. We've had some guys play for Hastings College off of this team.
They've been strong. They always seem to put a good offense together. And, you know, they've always been a tough opponent for us, and they always seem to be the team to beat in the area. And I know we kind of measure ourselves based on how we do against them.
Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to miss. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. So Alex Mendoza now out there for Zach Merrill, who threw the first five innings here tonight for Hastings. Gave up seven runs and 11 base hits. Merrill actually struck out six guys in the ball game tonight and walked just one batter. But, boy, Kearney really teed off on Zach Merrill. He didn't quite have his stuff tonight like we have seen the past couple of outings from Zach.
No, I've seen him throw a couple times at Smith, and with a little better success. You know, Kearney is traditionally a fastball-hitting team, and so you really have to keep him off balance to keep him off the scoreboard. And he did that on occasion. As you mentioned, he had the strikeouts. But if you put the fastball in the sweet spot, they're going to hit it.
Three balls and two strikes now to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's at second base tonight. His batting average to start today was at .324. He's got one base hit and three trips to the plate so far. This ball game against Hastings, 5 points. Here's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away. Back on the play. So Jim Bovee is in the booth with us here in inning number six. I was just going to say, you're still coaching. You just got the Redbirds that you're coaching now?
Coaching the Redbirds. Only guy in the country who goes from coaching college to 11-year-olds and considers it a promotion.
Here's that pitch. He's going to be up high for a ball. So Mendoza loses Dakota Schreiner. He gets his first walk. So, again, Connie has got a base runner on. So how is it coaching the 11-year-olds?
Well, it's really been a good experience, and the enthusiasm of those guys is incredible. You know, obviously it's not as many, so it's a little different practice management and game management style. And of course, the parents are a bigger factor. And fortunately, with the bunch we have, that's been good. But it's been very it's filled a nice void for me to have those guys to coach.
Here's a pitch to Peyton Pocock. Is going to be onside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to the number six hitter in the batting order for Connie Runza, Peyton Pocock. There's a swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike now to Pocock. Peyton has been the pitcher for Connie tonight. What have you seen out of him? He hasn't really been overpowering our hitters. We just can't get anything going.
No, we're not getting things to fall, and I think we're just a little tight.
There's a ball that's going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Spilling it can't grab that ball at third base. So the 12th base hit of the ball game now for Connie Runza. And Connie's got runners on at first and second base.
So you get a little overeager against a pitcher like that, and you end up getting yourself out. And he's done a good job. And, of course, it's a great night to be a pitcher in this park. It's big enough to begin with, but the wind is blowing in on top of it.
Here's Chris Langan up there next. Langan is a third baseman. He's got a base hit and three trips to the plate. He has grounded out once, and he has reached on an error, scored a couple of runs. 7-0. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings here in this one, and we are in the sixth inning of play. This is the top of the sixth. Alex Mendoza now working out there. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing at one to Chris Langan. Hastings, Johnson, Imperial Homes will play the second ball game tonight, so he's still got time to come on out and catch some baseball. Hastings, Johnson, Imperial Homes against Kearney Post 52, and the second ball game that starts at 8 o'clock. So we go with the seniors game first tonight, get these guys on the field, and then the juniors game will go at 8 o'clock tonight.
Right. When Gail Jones and Jeff Hasenstab and I started putting together what night this was going to be, and we got the okay from the city as to when we could start planning, we really felt like, you know, our top team, our oldest team, should be the first ones out here. And Brad Archer from Kearney was very agreeable to start times and switching those around. And we wish we were on a different end of the scoreboard, but I still think it's the right thing to do. There goes another foul ball, Mike, which we have not had a single foul ball return tonight.
Is that right?
We're going through balls like the major leagues tonight.
Well, everybody wants a piece of the action. They're going to say, hey, I got a foul ball from the re-grand opening of Duncan Field in 2014.
Well, I think about half of them are souvenirs and half are hidden under all the cars that are out there.
There's a fly ball towards center grabbed there by Brock Dreher. He makes the catch. That's the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Phil Vornhagen next. He is the right fielder for Kearney. What have you seen out of our three outfielders in Valentine, Dreher, and Cockrell? I know Russ Kindig very high on these guys. They can cover a lot of territory out there in the outfield.
Well, I think he was eager to get them out here. You know, you can always appreciate speed from outfielders, but when you get them out in this yard, it's really more evident. And I've noticed in the couple games I saw them play in Smith that Dreher can really cover some ground. He seems to be a natural out there. in center field, and Cockrell is maybe a center fielder also for a lot of teams. So to have two guys like that that can run is really a bonus in this park, because, you know, in some of the smaller parks, you go to a Fremont or a Grand Island, sometimes your left fielder and right fielder, you're looking for a three- or four-hole hitter type that's going to be a power guy and maybe not quite as strong in the outfield. But here you really need the people who can cover ground.
Pitcher going to be up high here to throw down to first base. It's not going to be in time. So the count on Phil Vornhagen is sitting at 1-1. He is the right fielder for Kearney, number 8 in the batting order. Kearney out on top, 7-0, and Kearney runs has got runners on at first and second base. Mendoza's next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It is now 2-1. It seems like the Hastings pitchers have been working behind all the time so far in this contest, and it's gotten into some trouble here tonight.
That's a great observation, and it takes away a lot of options for them. And I think nerves and the new environment certainly might be playing a part with those pitchers.
Next pitch is going to be up high as well. 3-1 now. Kearney had the bases loaded in the first inning, did not score. Kearney scores 3 runs in the second. Also, they had base runners on it, third, fourth, fifth. Each inning they've had base runners, so they've had plenty of opportunities. Next pitch is going to be inside for another ball, and he walks him. So again, the bases are loaded. Mendoza comes out here and walks 2 batters. Bases are loaded now here in the 6th inning of play. That brings up Jameson Ortley next. He's the catcher, number 9 in the batting order. So now the catcher, Brooks Asher, goes out to have a couple of words with Mendoza and is trying to settle Alex down a little bit out there right now.
Well, I think so. And Brooks, even though he's one of the younger players on the team, I think they really count on him for some leadership back there. I've really liked what I've seen of him as a catcher in the few games I've been able to watch so far. But you're right. It seems like they've been pitching from the stretch the whole game. And a lot of pitchers are not as effective from the stretch, and it just seems like there's been a lot of guys on base the whole night.
So Ortley comes up there now for Kearney, and there's no place to put him. The bases are juiced here in the 6th inning of play, and the pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. Well, I don't know the count. Tomorrow night, Hastings and New Brighton out of Colorado going to be in here at 7:15 for the Pepsi pregame show on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch going to be fouled away. There goes another, $6-$7 for the baseball?
Yeah, probably $5.50 or $6 right there. So that's why we give away 50 cents. Yes, it's worth it to get those back.
All right, 1-1, the count down to Jameson Ortley, who started the day with a batting average of .260 for Kearney Runza. Kearney, a team at 10-10 on the season. They're 5-2 in the Cornhusker League with 2 victories so far this year over Hastings. Ground ball toward third, picked up there by Spilenick. He goes over and touches the bag, and maybe a big inning right there. Kearney could have scored several times there in the sixth, but Mason Spilenick grabs that at third base and goes over and taps the bag for the force out there on Peyton Pocock, and the inning is over here for Kearney. So we keep him off of the scoreboard. No runs here in the 6th inning of play. They get 1 base hit, no errors on Hastings, and 3 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It has not been a pleasant night for Hastings 5 points bank so far. Kearney 7, Hastings nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The summer savings at Furniture Direct are going to have you beaming. Take a look at the reclining sofa. Sure to be the showcase in your living room. Only $6.99. Have you been thinking about a lift recliner? Get the comfort and convenience at the summer savings price of only $4.99. Ask about convenient 12-month interest-free financing. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Duncan Field in Hastings. Kearney runs out on top of Hastings 5 points back by a score of 7-0. Hastings has been out hit 12-0 here in the ball game. Hastings also with 3 errors. Jim Bovey, the former Hastings College baseball coach, and now by the Hastings committee that puts together a Legion Baseball, head coach of the Redbirds. What's next for the Redbirds? We got state tournament action coming up yet? Or?
In a couple of weeks, Redbirds are hosting a tournament here in town, 9 different fields.
Wow.
45 teams in town. So this is our first shot at hosting the tournament. So it's going to it's going to be a couple of restless nights getting ready for this thing, but we think we're in pretty good shape.
All right, Jameson Cockrell going to lead off the Hastings half of the sixth inning as he fouls away in his first pitch. It's nothing and one to Cockrell, 367. His batting average on the season coming in here. Cockrell has been up there once. He grounded out. He had only one base runner for Hastings all night long. That was a walk that was issued back in the third inning. So this guy is really getting the job done. Peyton Pocock, there's another strike that's going to be delivered up there. Nothing in two.
One of the things I'm interested to see right now, Mike, is with the new shade structure, we're going to have a different shadow arrangement. And if you're here in the park, you can see the shadows are creeping onto the field much differently than what they did in the previous setup to the ballpark. And our left fielders, shortstops, third baseman are going to go through a stage where they think the sun is going to be gone, and very quickly the sun's going to be back in this little gap that we have up here in the upper concourse. So I'm interested to see if that's going to be a factor to the fielders.
One and two the count. Here comes the next pitch, and on the ground towards second, Dakota Schreiner, he scoops it up. He goes to first base. It's in time. And again, Hastings down as Jameson Cockrell is retired in the play. It's going to be Brady Staten strolling to the plate next. Now, if you're a pitcher, Peyton Pocock, you're a pitcher and you've got a no-no working here and you're next to the last inning, do you start to think about it about this time?
Some guys think about it from the first inning on, and of course, as I mentioned when I walked in, there's 12 hits in this game and Kearney's got all of them, and that's how you try to avoid jinxing the guy if you're on the Kearney side. But you get to the sixth, you start thinking about it.
Here's a Staten up there for Hastings. He takes a pitch inside for a ball. He was the guy who worked out a walk the last time up there, so maybe we can get a base runner here. Staten worked out a walk in the third inning of play, and that's been the only base runner for Hastings. Here's the next pitch way outside for a ball.
Seems to have a little trouble throwing to the nine hitter.
Which you shouldn't.
No, but maybe that's why. You're telling yourself this should be an easy out, and you struggle throwing to them.
Brady Staten now, two balls and no strikes. Here comes Pocock, the wide in the delivery. There's a fastball right down the pipe there, 2-1 the count. So 2-1 to Brady Staten. Brock Dreher would be next. One man out for Hastings here in the sixth. First game of two tonight here at Duncan Field. We'll have Hastings Johnson Imperial playing Kearney Post 52. There's a ball that's going to be hit right to second base. Schreiner picks it up, and he goes to first base. He robs Brady Staten, I think, of a base hit right there. And if you're going to have a no-no working into the seventh inning, you got to have good plays behind you. That was a great one right there by Dakota Schreiner, the second baseman.
Well, in my memory, that's probably our first shot at a legitimate hard hit ball. That when it went off the bat, I think we both thought it was going to be a clean single, but a really good play by the second baseman.
Dakota Schreiner moving to his left to grab that one. He lays his body out there to knock the ball down, then gets back onto his feet and throws it to Roseberry for the out. So two up, two down. Brock Dreher comes up there next for Hastings. Dreher has struck out, and he has hit one back to the pitcher. 0 for 2 so far tonight. High fastball there that misses. One ball and no strikes. So Brock Dreher up there now to try to get something going for Hastings, batting from the right-hand side. 254 is his batting average coming into the ball game here tonight. Here's the next pitch. That's right down the pipe there. That's now one ball and one strike. When the team is struggling from the plate, well, what's a coach do? You just tell them to stand in there and keep whacking away or what?
Well, there's a lot of different things you do. Sometimes you try pinch hitters. Sometimes you try to bunt. Sometimes you try to have them take pitches. There's a lot of different things based on what you think is going on. But outside of the nine hitter, he seems to be pumping the zone. And I think it's a real case of nerves. And you hope the guys will wait on the ball a little bit and not be so overeager. And maybe you can find some holes.
2-1 the count. There's a fastball there on the outside corner, so it's now two balls and two strikes.
I think you can tell the reaction there that the team is a little tight, and I think they're a little frustrated with how things are going.
Yeah, they look up in the stands, and we have not played in front of anybody like this all season long. There's a bouncing ball right back to the pitcher. Pocock grabs it. He underhands it to first base, and the inning is over as Brock Dreher is retired in a play from pitcher to first. So another easy inning here for Kearney Runza. We're making short work of our special guest here. Not really getting a lot of quality airtime here tonight, but thanks for stopping by the broadcast booth tonight.
Well, people have probably heard me speak enough tonight, but it's been a good night. And, the kids, if this doesn't turn out the way we want it to, the kids will move past this, and they'll appreciate having the chance to be part of this experience tonight.
Okay, good seeing you again.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Jim Bovey for us here tonight as we move to the seventh inning of play. We'll take a break with the score. Kearney runs a 7, Hastings nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field. Cardi runs out on top of Hastings 5 points back. The score is 7-0. Cardi runs has got, 12 base hits in the ball game. Hastings with none. Jared Foote is going to be the new pitcher for Hastings. He'll become the third pitcher used by head coach Russ Kendig. Jared Foote's going to come on now and throw for Hastings. He had a good outing the other day over the weekend. Jared Foote threw in one of those big ball games in Kearney. It was in Omaha. In the 5-1 win over Millard North, Jared Foote gave up one hit, three walks, five strikeouts, and he pitched seven innings. He's going to come out here and throw an inning now for Hastings 5 points back. As Kearney will come to the plate here in inning number seven. They've got the lead by a score of 7-0 here in this contest. Top of the order coming up here for Kearney is going to be Braden Eckhoff, also Hunter King, and Matt Moore coming to the plate here in the seventh inning of play. His foot will go to work, and the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. John LeMaster is going to join us here for inning number seven here tonight as we continue our little celebration here at Duncan Field, the re-grand opening of Duncan. John is head coach of the Hastings Indians baseball team and also obviously a former player for Hastings College and played Legion baseball here for the Hastings Chiefs and 5 points back. There's a strike in there. It's going to be one ball and one strike. John, welcome to the broadcast booth.
Thanks, Mike.
I heard through the grapevine out at the Smith Complex that you wanted to become a radio play-by-play announcer and maybe take over my job here at the broadcast rank. So here's your big chance to make your debut.
This is it for me.
Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. See, those things do get back to me. I did hear that.
They do. That's funny because me and my buddy were just messing around, and then I see puts that on Twitter, then tags KHAS Radio, and then you hear about it.
So here's the next pitch going to be fouled away, two balls and two strikes. So broadcasting maybe in your future someday? Or?
Hey, who knows? Who knows?
It's a good gig, I'll tell you what. We got air-conditioned comfort, come out to some baseball games. And
yeah, it can't be sitting up here in the AC at this great press box now that we have here at Duncan.
There's a high-fly ball toward left field. Braden Valentine goes over to foul territory and can't make the catch. So a foul ball there off of the bat of Braden Eckhout, and coming back will be Eckhout to the right-hand batter's box. So what have you seen so far in this ball game? Hastings just having a tough time getting anything going offensively here.
They have. I don't know if it's nerves that's got them right now or what, but Kearney's always a good ball team. Hastings is also good, though, too. It just hasn't been their night tonight.
This seems like we are tied or something. Not up for this ball game. I can't imagine that they're not up for this contest.
Yeah, they're definitely up. I don't know if they're just a little nervous. I think they probably are a little bit, and I know Russ was kind of worried about that, but he didn't think it would be a problem, and I don't know if it's necessarily a problem. It's just not going for him right tonight.
There's a fly ball toward right field and grabbed there by Jameson Cockrell for Hastings out in right field, so one man out. And Kearney with 12 base hits in the ball game so far. Hastings still looking for their first base hit. Only one base runner for Hastings, 5 points back. There's a hard hit ball, but right to the shortstop, mishandled there by Staten. And he's going to be safe over there into first base. Looked like it was going to be a harder hit ball than that, but Staten comes over near the bag to try to grab it, and it goes bouncing out of his glove. It's going to be an error, I assume. Yep, the fourth error of the ball game going up there by Hastings. So Hunter King is going to get aboard. Matt Moore comes up there next. So a tough play there by the shortstop and Brady Staten, who could not make the play towards second base.
Yeah, that's tough. Looked like it was hit way harder off the bat, but barely dropped in over there, right behind second base.
The pitch is the plate's going to be outside and down low for a ball. This is Matt Moore up there for Kearney Runza. Matt Moore is the left fielder. He is singled. He has walked. He has also walked another time, and he flew out to left field in his four plate appearances here in this ball game. There's a throw at the first base, not in time. And your base runner over there is Hunter King. Holding him on for Hastings will be Alex Pangadeben. Here's the ball. It's going to be hit towards center field again. Brock Dreher drifts back, looks up, grabs the ball. Second out here in the seventh inning of play. And Ty Roseberry is going to come up there next. The runner is going to stay at first base. So here are the head coach of the Hastings Indians baseball team. That's the younger version of our three Legion teams. How's things going down there?
It has its ups and downs. We started off a little slow. We've been hot. We've won four out of our last six now. A lot of our losses, though, we've had losses in the seventh inning or bottom of the sixth. Just can't pull through, can't play seven innings of baseball. But we're getting there. So these past 2 weeks have been playing a lot better.
Roseberry is up there right now for Connie. The count to him is in no balls and one strike with a base runner on. That's a first base. That is Hunter King. We're in the seventh inning of play with two men out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be onside for a ball. That's now one ball and one strike. So how is it coaching the youngsters, so to speak, in the American Legion baseball level?
It's been interesting.
Yeah.
I've been used to – I was coaching West the past 3 years, so we were with the Braves. I think this is a lot funner, though. You get to kind of mold these kids into what we're trying to do as a program as a whole. So that's the nice thing about it. It's interesting to get 14 kids on a team, and half of them have played for one team. You know, some of them played for the Bombers, and some of them played for the Cobras, and some of them played City Ball. So it's nice. It's kind of interesting bringing three different teams together now into one.
So one ball and one strike. I think they just called a balk on Jared Foote moving down to second base in a play is Hunter King. So the count is still one ball and one strike with a runner on. Now it's second base. Here's the next pitch by Foote way outside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike. So now we've got three coaches in the American Legion baseball level that's kind of hung together and coached together the past couple of years. Now managing all three teams here in Hastings, that's always got to be a big benefit. Now you guys are all thinking the same. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a huge thing, and it's kind of what we were going for or leaning towards getting guys that have kind of have – we might not do all the same things, have a few different philosophies, but as a whole we're on the same page, which is really nice. It's very beneficial for the program.
Two balls, two strikes, two men out here in the seventh inning of play. There's a ball hit toward left field again. Valentine comes on. Valentine makes the catch. And Carney is kept off of the scoreboard here in inning number seven. As Ty Roseberry, he flies out to left field. Carney scores no runs, no hits, one error on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Carney 7, Hastings nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran and Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field as they head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Hastings trailing here by a score of 7-0 to Carney Runza. We're going to have numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. Mason Spilenick, Alex Pangadeben, Brooks Asher coming up here to face the pitcher for Carney. That's Peyton Pocock, who is looking for a no-no here tonight over Hastings. He is throwing just a one batter over the minimum so far as he delivered up a walk back to their Brady State and back in the third inning. He goes to work on Spilenick, and the first pitch is swung on and missed. No balls, one strike down to Mason. Pocock is working quickly. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count down to Mason. You're a former pitcher. You ever get to this position where you go into the seventh inning with a no-no working here?
I could only hope I could have, but never had that chance.
All right, 1-1 the count here with nobody out in the seventh. Here comes the next pitch by Pocock. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. What are, do pitchers think about this now? Is this the point of the ball game where pitchers think about this?
Definitely would be. The good thing about him throwing, though, he's been able to hit also. So I think that kind of keeps him a little more balanced, and he's not just thinking about his pitching the whole time.
There's a swing and a miss. The catcher drops the third strike. He fires it down to a first base. That's not going to be in time. It's going to be actually a strikeout. That's going to be the fifth strikeout of the ball game for a Peyton Pocock, but also a runner is going to advance to first base as the catcher, Jamison Ortley, drops the third strike, and is the ball kind of got away from him behind the plate there. His throw down to first baseman Ty Roseberry was not in time, so this is only the second time that Hastings has had a base runner here in this ball game. And now Alex Panganiban is going to come to the plate next. He is the number three hitter for Hastings. He takes a whack at that one. It's going to be a swing and a miss. Nope, he fouls it away on the first base side. Nothing at one to Alex Panganiban. Brooks Asher next, and then let's see. It should be the Jared Foote, the pitcher. We'll probably have somebody maybe pinch hit in that position there for Hastings. No balls and one strike, nobody out. We're in the bottom half of the seventh. Hastings trailing 7-0. There's a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Duncan Field, the grand reopening tonight has been anything but grand for Hastings 5 Points Bank. There's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. It seems like the outside corners have been alive and well here tonight.
Yep, and he's lived there the whole time, and I'm kind of surprised the hitters haven't taken advantage of it and made a few adjustments. But
1-2, here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch. This time it's going to stay down low for a ball. It's now two balls and two strikes.
And it looks like he's been throwing fastballs pretty much the majority of the game, too.
Pocock went with some off-speed stuff on that last pitch, and now it's two balls and two strikes. Runner again is at first base. Pocock looks that way. Here comes the pitch to the plate, swung on. That ball is going to be hit towards second, ground there by the shortstop over the first base, and it gets by the first baseman, Roseberry. But back in there for Hastings was Mason Spilenick. So Panganiban is going to line out to the shortstop, and Braden Eckout, his throw to first base got by Roseberry, but they record one out there. Nice play by the shortstop and Eckout. Brooks Asher comes up there next for Hastings. So now there's one out here in the seventh. Asher, the catcher, he's 0-2 so far tonight. He's grounded out once, and he's flown out to right field. He takes a strike here, nothing and one. Russ Kindig has been a lonely time down there in the third base coaching box. He's had nobody around the third base here tonight. Nobody by first base. Here comes the 0-1 pitch now from Peyton Pocock. It's on the way. That's right down the pipe for a strike. Nothing in two. Out of Brooks Asher. Asher started the day with a batting average of .229. Like I said, he's 0-2 so far tonight. Hastings still looking for their first base hit of the ball game. They set up on the outside portion of the plate here. Pocock gets his sign. Fires it right to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. So they threw it right where the catcher wanted it. They wanted to have Brooks Asher go out and chase one, but he did not.
Yeah, Brooks is a good hitter. He's not going to be chasing anything. He knows the pitches he's looking for.
1-2, the count now to the former, well, the current St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. Here comes the next pitch. It's a breaking pitch that just misses. And the count now is sitting at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2, the count now to Asher. We got to... I think that's Blazer out in the on-deck circle here for Hastings, or is it Merrill? He might be in the DH role now for Hastings as they shuffle the lineup a little bit. So the next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Now remains at two balls and two strikes here in the seventh inning. Hastings will play again tomorrow night against a team from Colorado, New Brighton of Colorado, who's making a trek across Nebraska hitting for a tournament. They're going to stop and play a game here tomorrow night at 7:30. 7:15 for the pregame show tomorrow night, the Pepsi pregame show on 1230 KHIS. Off-speed stuff there that misses again up high, so it's now three balls and two strikes. So Pocock going with some more off-speed stuff, curve balls here in the seventh inning.
Yep, and he's been leaving them up too, so you can tell that he hasn't really thrown too many all game.
All right, so it's three balls and two strikes now with a man out. Here comes the next pitch. He comes back with a fastball and hits the outside corner for a strike. So Asher, he goes down, strikeout number 6 in the ball game here, and that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. Pocock, he was on his way to the dugout. He forgot that his catcher dropped that third strike back there onto Mason Spilnick. And that was only the second out instead of the third, although that's the second strike out of the inning for Pocock. Zach Merrill comes up there next, and now he's just an out away from a no-hitter thrown here in our grand reopening of our home ballpark.
Yeah, hopefully Zach can break this up and not send us off in not the way that we want to start out this season opener here.
All right, Zach Merrill, he's going to take a look at a pitch here outside for a ball. So just two base runners for Hastings so far here in this ball game. A walk and then a drop third strike by the catcher. He's got to Hastings with two base runners in this ball game. 1-0 the count here. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. That count has got it. Bombs the ball. Goes to second base, and the inning is over. Hastings, no hit in the re-grand opening here at Duncan Field tonight. Peyton Pocock, he throws just two over the minimum amount here in this ball game, and he no hits Hastings 5 points back, and that's got to be a real downer when you open up your new ballpark with this many fans in the stands, and you get no hit tonight.
That's a little disappointing, but 5 points will bounce back. I promise you that much.
All right, John, thanks for joining us in inning number seven. Don LeMaster, our special guest here tonight. Connie Runza picks up the win over Hastings 5 points bank tonight. Final score of 7-0. Back with the totals after this.
5 points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. 1,160 people watch the ball game here tonight. And Carney Runza shuts out Hastings 5 points bank here in this one. The final score of 7-0. Carney, 7 runs, 12 base hits. Hastings committed 4 errors in the ball game. And Carney leaves 12 men on base. Meanwhile, Hastings, no runs, no hits. They commit 4 errors. They leave 2 men on base. Hastings only had 2 base runners. That was a walk by Brady Staten in the 3rd inning of play. And then a drop 3rd strike by the catcher in the 7th. And that's all Hastings had, as they were no hit in the grand reopening here at Duncan Field tonight. It's going to be a downer for Hastings 5 points bank, as they are no hit by Carney in their 3rd meeting of the season, as Carney wins it tonight by a score of 7-0. Zach Merrill is going to be the losing pitcher for Hastings. He is now 3-1 on the season. Peyton Pocock is the winning pitcher. Pocock now improves to 4 wins and 1 loss on the season, including 2 wins over Hastings 5 points bank here in the 2014 season. Carney, they load up the bases in the first inning of play, but did not score, as Merrill got out of the inning with strikeouts to Roseberry, Schreiner, and Pocock. Then in the second, Carney scores 3 runs. They score 1 more in the 3rd, 2 more in the 4th inning, 1 in the 5th. And then that's all she wrote, as Alex Mendoza and Jared Foote came on in the 6th and 7th innings. Carney had the bases loaded again in the 6th inning but did not score. Had a base runner at 2nd in the 7th but did not score. And they go on to an easy victory here tonight over Hastings 5 points bank by a score of 7-0. So Hastings drops to 14 wins and 10 losses on the season, and now 7-3 in the Cornhusker League. Carney Runza, they improved to 11 wins and 10 losses on the year. They are now 6-2 in the Cornhusker League. Hastings will play again tomorrow night as they will take on New Brighton of Colorado back here at the Duncan Field. Airtime will be at 7:15 tomorrow night, 7:30 for the first pitch. Hastings taking on New Brighton out of Colorado in American Legion baseball action tomorrow night. Coming up, we got the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as American Legion baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
Back here at Duncan Field again, Hastings drops this one here tonight to Kearney Runza by the score of 7-0 as Peyton Pocock throws a no-hitter tonight for Kearney against the Hastings 5 points in the grand reopening of Duncan Field. 1,160 people attending the ball game here tonight at Duncan, and they watch Kearney blank Hastings 5 points bank tonight, 7-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Well, normally we name a player of the game for a Hastings 5 points bank player, but when you get to shut out, when you get to no hit by the opposing pitcher, you had only two base runners all night long, one on a walk and one on a drop third strike by the catcher. For Hastings, it's virtually null and void for a player of the game. Peyton Pocock was the guy who throws the no-no for Kearney. Obviously, he's the player of the game in everybody's eyes here. He improves to 4-1 on the season. No hits. Hastings 5 points bank tonight. Peyton Pocock of Kearney Runza will be our player of the game tonight on 1230 KHIS. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Save! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
It's time now for the Coach's post-game show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, still waiting for Russ Kindig to make his way back out of the locker room and back up to our broadcast booth here at Duncan Field. Kearney runs it, knocks off Hastings 5 points back tonight by a score of 7-0. Peyton Pocock again throws a no-hitter for Kearney runs in this ball game tonight over Hastings, a 7-inning no-hit performance here by Pocock to improve to 4-1 in the season. Kearney again with 7 runs and 12 base hits, no errors in the ball game. They leave 12 men on the base pads. Hastings with no runs, no hits. They commit 4 errors, and they leave just 2 men on the base pads here tonight. The only 2 guys to reach first base tonight, Brady Staten in the 3rd inning, and then in the 7th inning, Mason Spilenick. Other than that, just 2 over the minimum amount that a pitcher could throw in the contest here tonight. 7-0, Kearney wins it. As Kearney now improves to 11 wins and 10 losses on the season. They're 6-2 in the Cornhusker League. Hastings, they fall to 14 wins and 10 losses on the year. They're now 7-3 in conference play. Hastings will be back on the diamond again in about 24 hours from right now. Hastings will take on New Brighton out of Colorado in a ball game tomorrow night. It'll get underway at 7:30, 7:15 for the pregame show on 1230 KHAS. And then on Thursday night, back here at Duncan, they'll be taking on Laramie, Wyoming. A couple of teams that will be making their way from the west over to play in a tournament this weekend in Omaha. So they're going to be making a stop here in Hastings to take an opportunity to play here at Duncan Field and to play Hastings 5 points back. Laramie, Wyoming on Thursday, 5:30 will be the starting time there with a 5:15 pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Again, 7-0 was the final score here. Kearney knocks off Hastings 5 points back tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the 3rd largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Get back here at Duncan Field. Kearney wins this ball game by a score of 7-0 over Hastings 5 Points Bank. And now we see the coach making his way up here. I thought maybe we need to give him directions back up to the broadcast booth. So the coach is making his way up here, and we'll talk with Russ Kindig here in just a couple of minutes. Zach Merrill was our starting pitcher tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Really did not have his best stuff. Merrill has been dead on. He's been the strikeout king for Hastings 5 Points Bank the past couple of performances, but not tonight as Connie got to him for 7 runs in the first 4 innings of play as Zach pitches the first 5 innings tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank in this 7-0 loss to Kearney runs this evening as Hastings drops to 14-10 on the season as Russ Kindig is going to join us here on the postgame show. And obviously, Coach, when you see a performance like we saw that at Kearney runs, and not a whole lot of good to talk about here tonight out of your ball club. It just seemed like either a little bit tight or flat for some reason.
Yeah, that's what we talked about after the game. I don't know what it is. We're a completely different team when we play them right now. We've been playing really good baseball, and we've played these guys twice in 1 week, and we haven't been the same team.
We had obviously a large crowd on hand, all all the ceremonies that are taking place earlier. There was no reason for the team to be flat, so it might have been a little tight, huh?
Right, and we're not going to make any excuses, but you know, it's probably a little bit tougher for us to come out here and deal with all of this, and Kearney can just walk in and go about their business. You know, I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I thought our BP and before the game was good. We had good in and out, but just, you know, we've talked about it all year. Too many mistakes, and we haven't made those mistakes except against Kearney this last week.
Yeah, we talked about it in the pregame show. There's such a fine line, and you can't make mistakes, and we had a couple of them early, I thought, so we're very critical.
Ryan Kern doesn't catch a ball that's thrown to him. You know, there's no place for that. Brady Staten had a couple balls at shortstop that, you know, were not difficult plays. They're routine plays that we cannot have those mistakes on. And, you know, we made them. They capitalized on them. We get no hit and, you know, not a whole lot to do with, or not a very good way of going about winning a 7-1 or 7-0 game when you can't get any base runners.
Coach, in the first inning of play, Kearney actually had a chance to really tee off on you guys early. They had the bases loaded and nobody out, but Merrill comes out and he strikes out the final three guys in that first inning.
Yeah, you know, I thought we came out and, of course, we drop a ball on a sacrifice. Zach did a great job of keeping his composure. You know, he's a pretty calm guy, knows what he has to do, and guy came out and got us out of it. I thought, all right, there was our bad inning. We got it out of the way, didn't cost us any runs, and we just couldn't get it going at the plate.
Zach had six strikeouts tonight, but this was not the Zach Merrill that we saw in the last two outings.
No, it sure wasn't. I don't know if it was just a little flat or what it was today, but they seemed to hit his fastball. Maybe just wasn't there, and, you know, maybe that's the wind behind us. Maybe that's him coming out and trying to throw a little too hard. I don't know, but definitely not the guy that we've been accustomed to.
Talk about their pitcher. Obviously, a great performance by Peyton Pocock. This is actually the second time we have seen him. It surprises me that we didn't hit the ball any better against this guy the second time around. We saw this guy to start the season.
Right. He's been a league guy for them. You know, he's thrown well for them. I don't know what the record is, but he's thrown most of their league games or big league games, and he came out and hit that outside corner, had a good 12-6 curveball, and, you know, we hit a few balls at him, but nothing real hard.
Why was he so tough tonight?
You know, that outside corner was there. He had some pretty good velocity, and he got ahead of us pretty well tonight, and then once we got behind in the count, we really struggled.
Well, what'd you tell your hitters? Is this ball game kind of moved on, and we were having a tough time, obviously struggling at the plate? Did we make any adjustments at the plate there?
Right. We went up there. He was really pounding that outside corner. We were trying to hit the ball the opposite way and go with the ball, and, you know, a couple guys went up the middle and to the right side, but baseball is a hard game. You know, you only get three chances, and we didn't have them tonight, or at least three at-bats per guy, and just couldn't get them. We tried dropping a bunt down there with Brock Dreher. Didn't quite get fair foul like we wanted him to on a drag bunt like that. Got thrown out. You know, we tried. We were trying everything we could to get on the board.
We had a couple of the special guests up here. Coach Bovia talked about it in the sixth inning. There's a lot of things you can do when you're being no-hit at that point and having nothing offensively. But, boy, when you can't get the aluminum in the ball, it's a tough time to get anything done.
Yeah, and I don't know how many times we struck out, but, you know, I didn't think it was a whole lot. Looking a few times, guys didn't like the strike zone. You know, we just weren't ourselves tonight.
So Hastings drops this one tonight to Kearney by the score of 7-0. Kind of a tough week to kind of go into a mini slump or be down playing because you got some tough teams coming in here. I assume they're tough teams. They're a team from Colorado and a team from Wyoming coming here. Good chance for you to see some different competition that we normally don't see.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were doing. They had mentioned that they were coming through to go to a tournament in Omaha, and we said come a day early, and we'll get you a game on a really nice park. And you know, the Colorado coach is an ex-Hastings college baseball player, so he had a lot of interest in bringing his guys down. And, you know, I don't think you can call a slump one game, so hopefully we'll come out tomorrow and play better.
What, maybe the next two games, obviously not to Cornhusker League games, do we try to work on some things? Do we get some new guys in there? What do we do the next two games now?
Right, Sam Reimer probably could have come back tonight, and we held him off another night just because last night he was still a little sore, and you know, we'll probably throw him back into short a little bit and get him back in the groove there. Maybe shake our lineup up a little bit. But, you know, really, we've been playing great, so there's not a whole lot of reason to make a lot of changes, I don't think.
Do we maybe get some other guys in the ballgame to get them a couple of innings here and there? Is that what we use these, like, mid-week non-Cornhusker League games about?
Sure, we'll probably get a couple guys in that haven't had a lot of time. One, we're at home at a nice park. Want to get them in for this year, you know, but we'll see. Alex Van Nieuwen's going to throw tomorrow, and Mace Spelnick's going to go on Thursday, and we'll stick to our rotation. So go out and try and win a couple baseball games.
Okay. See you tomorrow night.
Thanks.
Yep. Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Again, Hastings drops this one tonight to Kearney by a score of 7-0. 1,160 people on hand for the baseball game here tonight at Duncan Field. If you're in the area, we still got another one to go. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes going to be playing in the second ball game tonight as they take on Kearney Post 52. There's about 10 or 15 minutes away from the start of that ball game, so come on out for some Legion baseball action tonight here at Duncan Field for game number two on the re-grand opening, so to speak, of Duncan Field here tonight after their 10-month, $3 million renovation project has been completed and the doors are back open again here at Duncan, but not a good start for Hastings Five Points Bank in the re-grand opening, so to speak, is 7-0 loss tonight. To Kearney runs that Hastings will play New Brighton out of Colorado tomorrow night. beginning at 7:30, 7:15 for the pregame show tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. In the final score, Kearney 7, Hastings nothing. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.